Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church podcast. To connect with us, go to www.legacynb.com. Now enjoy this time of prophetic ministry from one of our services.
Hey, well, good morning, family. How are y'all doing this morning? I said, how are y'all doing this morning in the house of God? Come on, family. Come on, do y'all know Jesus is here? I think we need to wake y'all up a little bit here. Come on, do you know Jesus is here? Come on, won't y'all stand up with me? We're here for one reason and one reason alone, and that's to worship the Son of God. Right? That's just to be in this love affair that we have with the King of the universe. Hey, guys, I love chatting. I love community, but right now we're going to come into this place. I got a word before we start our encounter service. So you guys can talk and go to lunch afterwards. Amen? Say, I'm listening. Come on to what God's going to say to me. How many people know that Jesus loves you? That didn't sound convincing. How many people know that Jesus loves you? Come on. We have reason to celebrate today. We have reason to celebrate because Jesus came and he didn't just stay on a cross. He actually walked through a grave to come back and get you. He resurrected and he came back and said, here's the keys to the kingdom. The kingdom of darkness that's long held the keys of life has now been conquered, and I'm coming back to give you the keys so you can conquer darkness in Jesus' name. Do you hear what I'm saying? We've been at this conference the last several days, and I've been radically undone. I've been so undone by the love of the Father. I didn't know how much I needed just a fresh outpouring of Papa God's love. And last night was a different night last night. I'm telling you right now. For those that don't know, we were up at the Agape Love Conference at Hill Country Church in San Marcos with our dear, dear friends. And Heidi Baker shared, and Lynn Hammond shared, and Leif Hetland shared. But there was a moment last night in worship, and Misty Edwards is leading worship, and she's playing that song, I Hear the Rhythm of the Sound of the Tribe of Judah. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've been in revival meetings. I've been in renewal meetings for years now. I've been in the place where it's like it's so good, you feel the presence of God. Healing is flowing, the prophetic's flowing, like it's there. But we're in the middle of this song, and all of a sudden I hear the page turn. It was like the Lord said, okay, finally, I've been waiting for this in this region specifically. And I heard him go, let me turn the page. And I walked over to my friend Joel, who pastors Sozo Church, and I said, we've never been here before. And he knew what I meant because we looked at each other when it happened. We're like, whoa, something. It was like the fear of the Lord that just came in, like something's happening in this room. Like we've been in meetings before. We've been in worship. We've been in the place of intimacy, and that was all good. But the Lord says it's time to turn the page. We've been praying for something to happen. And I'm telling you, it happened. I think we've been feeling the groaning pains, the birthing pains of what God's going to do. And I don't want to lose it. This morning is our Encounter Sunday. It's the last Sunday of the month where the word is worship. Like when you're going to get fed today from the word of God, it's going to be because it's in this place of worship where you encounter God. You come in this place and you have a habitation with him where he says, I don't want to just come visit you. We've spent too many times saying, God, would you come visit me? That's orphan thinking. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's divorced thinking. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm not throwing shade on families that have gone through divorce and the kid has to go here on one weekend and the child has to go here on another weekend. I'm not throwing shade on that, but I'm telling you, that's not the way it is with Papa God. It's almost like this. We come in on Sunday mornings to worship Jesus and we say, I'm coming back to Dad's house for a day and I get to visit with Dad. But on Monday, I go back to another place like I'm an orphan. And Monday through Saturday, I live like an orphan, not realizing I'm always in the Papa's house. Do you hear what I'm saying? Come on. I want to provoke you this morning to be passionate about Jesus, to be passionate about the love of God. It's life and death, being passionate about the love of God. It's no small thing to be in love with God. And while we are, if you're born again, say I am. While we are seated with him in heavenly places, that's true. Our spirit that was redeemed by the blood of the Lamb is seated with him in heavenly places. Do you understand this? The Papa says this, but I've seated myself in your body here on the earth. Only one of you got that. The significance of that. How many times have you gone, oh God, where are you during COVID? How many times have you gone through a storm or a trial or a tribulation? You said, God, where are you? And you missed the quiet whisper that says this, I'm inside of you. To be one with him means to always be with him. The only thing that we miss out on is when we have a mindset that looks at as if I'm divorced from the Father until eternity happens. Either I die or Jesus comes back, and this is why this rapture theology has killed the momentum of the gospel of the kingdom. Because instead of habitation with the Father that says, I'm going to do what you're doing. I'm going to see what you're seeing. I'm going to say what you're saying. I'm going to release your compassion. I'm going to be light to a dark world. We've said, let's huddle away because it's gotten so dark out there. And come rescue me, Papa. And he's going, I already did when I sent my son to you. When you were in the grave. When you were separate from me. I send my son to die for you. Not to correct you, but to bring you back into the place of the Father's house. The Father's heart. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? I can't do church like the old ways. The pages turn. The way we did church last week was really, really good. And it was really, really right in that season. But we're not in the same season. And I'm going to tell you why. About 7 years ago, I sat in a room with a group of several leaders. Pastor Tim and Elizabeth from Hill Country Church, Pastor Joel, Pastor Steve from Sozo Church, and a few other guys. And we started to talk about, like, we're for each other. We love each other. We believe in the kingdom. We believe in revival and awakening. We need to start doing things together. Let me hear you say doing. And the Lord moved into the room. We were talking about starting a school for supernatural ministry that we would do together. And then the Lord moved in and says, you'll never do sustained if you're not being together. Let me hear you say being. And we realize if we don't love each other, like we don't love each other without a hook. If we don't give ourselves an intimacy and covenant to one another, the very thing that we would build together would kill us and kill this region because it would just be another religious thing. And we looked at one another and said, let's lay aside the things that we're called to do with God and let's just be together with him. Let's just learn to do life. Let's learn to love one another. And in that time frame, that's what we've done. And we've done some things together, but when I get together with them, it's not to discuss strategy. It's to say, I love you. I enjoy being with you. I enjoy seeking the heart of the Father with you. I don't need something from you. I want to pour into you. And there's become this strategic exchange. And because of that, do you understand? That's not normal in the Christian world. Covenant relationship like that is not, and it's because the majority of churches in the world, not just America, we bag on the Western church, I'm sorry, but the majority of religious churches in the world are just like that because they're orphanages that are run by orphans that only get their identity from what they do, let me hear you say do, instead of who they are, let me say who I am. And so last night I felt like the Lord says, here's the turning of the page. You know why? I'm going to honor the covenant relationship of the apostolic leaders in the region said, we lay aside our shields, our titles, our everything else, and we come together as sons and say, I'm submitted to you, and you're submitted to me in love and relationship. speak into my life. I speak into my life. I love you. Whether we ever, our churches ever do anything, that doesn't matter. I am for you. I am for you. And in that place, the Lord says, that is unity. We've been asking for the unification of the body of Christ, and we made it theology. We made it doctrine, and it's not doctrine. Because you're never going to agree on every level of doctrine. But when you come into the unity of the love of the Father for you, what was he says the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. And love your neighbor as you what? It's a love affair. It's a love affair. So what am I looking for this morning in encounter? That you would encounter the love of the Father that radically transforms you from an orphan into a son or daughter. I said, what we're looking for this morning is this. The radical love, encounter the radical love of a father that takes you from an orphan into a son or a daughter. What if that's all we did this morning? Because the religious are going to go, well, we're supposed to sing three songs, and then we're supposed to take an offering, and then we're supposed to sing two more songs, and then we're supposed to maybe greet, maybe have announcements, and then we're supposed to, oh yeah, we're supposed to have the reading of the word, because the primacy is the reading of the word, and we've got to do that, and then maybe we pray for one another, then we go to lunch. That's what God wants to do every single Sunday. Absent from the Father's heart? No, it's not. Can we be real? Unless you have an encounter with Papa God, unless you have an encounter with a baptism of love, the baptism of fire will do you no good. Come on, charismatics, I'm talking to you. There's many charismatics that experienced the baptism of the fire of God, but they never experienced the love of God that penetrated their heart and transformed their heart into the Father's heart. Because the fire of God can only be wielded by the Father's heart. Are y'all ready to worship? I'm going to tell you right now, if I could take away every chair in here, I would take it away. We're not going to do that because that's a pain in the butt. But I want you to worship as if that's true. Remove every obstacle. Remove every obstacle. I'm going to read a scripture for you. Come on, just lift up your voice right now. Just begin to pray. Lift up in the tongue of man, in the tongue of the Spirit. Why don't you begin to worship him for a moment now? Come on. Come on, church. Come on, family. Come on, we just lift up the praises of God right now. You're so good, you're so good, you're so good. In Psalm 29 in the Passion Translation, it says this: proclaim his majesty, all you mighty champions and sons of the Almighty God, giving all the glory and strength back to him. Be in awe before his majesty, be in awe before such power and might. Come and worship wonderful Yahweh, arrayed in all his splendor. He's bowing. You're bowing in worship as he appears in the beauty of holiness. Give him the honor due to his name. Worship him wearing the glory garments. Come on, do you understand that you're clothed in righteousness? If you're born again, say, I am. Then you were clothed in glory garments. It means the old sin nature was taken off for you. You now wear his nature. The nature of righteousness in Jesus' name. It says the voice of the Lord echoes through the skies and the seas, and the glory God reigns as he thunders in the clouds. So powerful is his voice, so brilliant and bright, how majestic as he thunders over the great waters. His triumphant thunder topples the strongest of trees. If you want to know a verse that talks about why do people fall out in the Spirit, in the language of the Spirit, trees are a symbol of man. And when the blowing of the Lord comes and trees tumble over, that's just saying, I'm so yielded to the voice and the breath of God that I will tumble over in worship. His thunder topples the strongest of trees. His symphonic sound splinters the mighty forest. Now he moves Zion's mountains by the might of his voice, shaking the snowy peaks with his ear-splitting sound. And the lightning fire flashes, striking as he speaks. And God reveals himself. Let me hear you say, God reveals himself. He reveals himself when he makes the fault lines quake, shaking deserts, speaking his voice. If we're not careful, we'll think we're looking for just an earthquake in California instead of your heart. When your heart becomes a desert, come on, he will speak over it until the desert opens up so it can bloom. God's mighty voice makes the deer give birth. And his thunderbolt voice lays the forest bare. And his temple all fall before him, with each one shouting, glory, glory, the God of glory. Above the furious flood, the enthroned one reigns. The God King rules with eternity at his side. This is the one who gives his strength and might to his people. This is the Lord giving us his kiss of peace. So I just want you to close your eyes for a moment. I want you to prepare your hearts, because the Lord is going to speak. And I'm telling you right now, if you came into this place thinking that God is an angry God or an angry father, then you're always going to hear the sound of his voice as something to be afraid of rather than to be embraced. But Jesus revealed the heart of the Father when he came. And he says, I didn't come to judge or condemn the world, but to save it. To reconcile it back to the Father right now. And so I just say, prepare your hearts. Let the sound of his voice lay your heart bare. Every burden taken off. Every religious thought taken off. Every selfish motivation taken off. Lay your heart bare before the good, good Father so that he can kiss you with his shalom. His wholeness. He can kiss you as a son or a daughter. So, Papa God, we just worship you. We just come into this place and we say, you are who you say you are. You are who you demonstrated through your son, Jesus. So, therefore, we are who you say we are. Come and blow in this place. Let us encounter your radical love that transforms us so that we can be reformed into the heart of the Father. Some of you in the valley decision right now. Do I give myself to God? Or do I hold a part back? It's a decision to make right now. Give yourself to God. Come on, I feel it right now. He's saying not to, he's saying to linger here, because some of you are in a valley of decision. Do I give myself to God? Do I let go? Do I surrender all? Or do I hold it back out of fear? I'm telling you, don't be an orphan. Don't be an orphan. Be a son, be a daughter, come home. Come home. Come home. Come home. Father God, we just say, release your baptism of love in this place right now. Papa God, I say, release your baptism of love now. Come on. Saturate us with your love. Undo us by your love. Lay our hearts bare before you, God. Lay our hearts bare before you. We just want to encounter you as Papa. as Papa. You're a good, good Father. Just going to ask the worship team now, go ahead and bring it down for a second. Yeah. Do you sense His presence? I'm telling you, I'm led by the Spirit, and He's telling me, linger. So we're on God's timeline. We're not on Lord, on our own. But you can impact God's timeline by surrendering. He doesn't want anyone in this place to miss out. I just get a sense it's some of you had encounters with your parents where like they were like, come on, you're running late. You're always making us late. You're always making us late. Why can't you do it right? That's not who God is. I see your Papa God going, come on, baby. I don't want you to miss out on the fun we've got. I don't want you to miss out on the blessings and the good things I have planned for you. Come on, baby. Come on, that's meaning something to somebody in this room this morning. He's just saying, come on, baby. Come up here where I'm at. Come to be with me. I just sense right now He's stripping off religious clothes. He's laying your heart bare. He says, I don't want you to encounter me through religious clothing, a religious lens. I only want you to encounter me as a son or a daughter. Come on now. I just sense some of you need to begin to move forward to the altar. Imagine every chair stripped away. There's no separation between you and Him. God, we just need you. We just want you. We just want to rest in your love. We just want to rest in your love. We want to praise your name from the place of sonship. Come on. I'm not going to call you out, but I just sense right now there's two people specifically in here that you were touched inappropriately at an early age. And you cried out and said, God, why did you let that happen to me? Why did you let my innocence be stripped from me? And He says, I was always there with you, even in the middle of what the enemy was trying to do, and I'm here to return innocence to you. Will you trust me with your destiny? Will you trust me with your heart now so I can move you into a future as if that had never happened? Come on. It says, my son didn't just die for the sins you committed. My son died for the sins that were committed against you. I made provision for everything the enemy would try to steal, kill, and destroy from you. Now come into the place of your inheritance, which is wholeness as a son or a daughter in the Father's house. And I hear Him releasing forgiveness. Come on now. Say you are. I am who you say I am. You are who you say you are. I am who you say I am. So Jesus, move in this place now. Nothing hindering. Have your way.
How are y'all doing? And I just feel the love of Jesus right now all over. I love this family. Do you guys love this family? There's such gratitude and thankfulness for what Jay and Kelly have plowed here and have given the Holy Spirit permission to do, that we would even do a whole Sunday on just intentionally encountering him and going with, we do it every Sunday on some level, but especially with this encounter service, because it gives us an opportunity to really accelerate our growth in going after the things that the Holy Spirit wants us to go after. And so healing is the children's bread. And we are all capable of partnering with the Holy Spirit to see it. And how many people outside these four walls need that? They need you with childlike faith to pray for them as hard as you would want someone to pray for your loved one. And doing it with love. So we have been growing in the prophetic at Legacy. And we have a prophetic ministry team up here. And sometimes they have words already prepared, and sometimes they don't. They just literally walk up here and then scan the room and ask Holy Spirit what you're saying. This is how we roll. Because Holy Spirit is in you, you can hear God too. Okay? Now here's the thing. For those of you who are visiting or this is new to you, I want you to know that everyone has the ability to hear God. Or you wouldn't have been able to say yes to him in the first place, right? Everybody has the ability to hear the Lord, but what we contend for in this gifting, God does release some gifts in different measures to different people. That's okay, but guess what? You can pursue all the gifts. You can pursue them all. In fact, Paul said, that you would eagerly seek all the gifts, and especially that you may prophesy. Why? Because it's the edifying and the building of the body of Christ. And so every time we release a word, that's the litmus test. It should edify, build you up. It should exhort, encourage you, or it should bring you comfort. It should draw you near to the heart of God because we're speaking his words and the way that we release those. So if you ever had bad prophetic ministry, this is not prophetic ministry, is calling out sin. Just because someone gets a word of knowledge about something wrong in your life doesn't mean, number one, that they should ever speak it. Number two, that's not what the Father's focused on because Jesus already paid for it. Okay? So you can have a level or a measure of gifting, but what we want to do is really progress into the third heaven. We want to see it like the Father is seeing it, sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and speaking what he's saying through his heart. And we're going to know in part and prophesy in part, the scripture says. So that's why we do it as a team, because some of us will get a revelation. A different person might get a different interpretation or an add-on. But it's up to you guys to decide the interpretation and the application of that. Most prophetic words are going to be a confirmation of something that the Lord has already been talking to you about anyway. But sometimes it's also an invitation to something more for the next thing. Okay? A lot of times these words will be encouragement in your identity, but it's also going to be purpose, calling, things that are coming. Okay? And so I want to invite you that even if we say something that doesn't seem to fit right now, it may not be a technical word of knowledge. Word of knowledge is a fact of information that I should not know about you that I only gained because Holy Spirit told me. That's different than prophecy, but sometimes we get those confused. So when a prophetic word is released and I say to somebody, hey, I see you as an artist, painting, whatever, and you're like, nope, that's not me. Well, that doesn't mean that I got it wrong. It means there's something in that word that the Lord wants you to ask him about. It's just my language, my picture, but you have to interpret and test the word. And don't just flush it immediately. Hold it out there. Put it on a shelf if you must. But he will bring it back in the time that he's supposed to. Because sometimes it just comes as a seed. And you have to partner with the word. You have to pray through it. You have to contend with it. You have to align yourself up with the word. If you think you're called to the nations and you feel called to the nations and you keep getting words about called to the nations, you better get a passport. Like, do you hear what I'm saying? Like, there's a way to come into alignment with the words that are given as well. And the other thing I want you to know is, even if we don't identify you individually as we give personal words, if it's a check in your spirit that you feel like the Lord's speaking to you, take it. Grab hold of it. It's yours too. Okay? All right. Who wants to start?
I feel like there's a couple of you in here, and I don't want to call out the one that the Lord highlighted to me specifically, but I feel like there's a few people that are dealing with shame. They're feeling like they've let God down, and the word God has for you is, you could never let me down. You're beautiful and wonderful in my eyes, and even if it feels like you have failed me, you haven't failed me. I'm working in what you did, and thank you for going and doing what you did. Don't feel like it wasn't fruitful, because it is. You just haven't seen the fruit from it yet.
So my friend Tara is visiting. So I asked the Lord to give me a word. And I saw a picture. Tara was crowned with a white flowers. And she was wearing a white top and a just completely white dress. And then white sandals and white flowers in her wrist, just white everywhere. And then he was inviting you into this beautiful water. There's a waterfall. And then you were just going into the water. And I feel like you're in a season where God is clothing you with righteousness and purity. And it's manifesting even outward. And the Lord is inviting you into a season of just being in the Spirit, where He's going to immerse you and cleanse you and just bring you to a complete peace that brings out joy. This is just an amazing season of flowing. I see you like, you know, just swimming and flowing. So this is an amazing season. So I just bless you.
Tara, can you raise your hand?
There you go. Oh, okay. Okay. Did you want to add on that?
No.
Okay. I wasn't sure who she was looking at over there, but the lady right in front of her. But somebody wanted to add on to Tara. Okay.
Tara, I see a rainbow over you. And when I see a rainbow in the Bible, a rainbow means God's promises are coming through. So the promises that you know you have are coming.
Amen. And the lady in front of her, yes, with the jean jacket. So I just heard the word awakening. God is awakening something inside of you that maybe the enemy has suppressed down, but it's time for that light to shine, and he's releasing whatever has been pressed down, whatever that the enemy has tried to, like the song said, the enemy has tried to take away, that God is reawakening and reuniting that. And so with his all-consuming fire, he's lighting it up.
I just want to add on that. And I hear the Lord in this. I don't believe this is me out of what I know in the natural. But your joy is your superpower. And when she mentioned that about light, that's what I saw in you, is joy bubbling up and laughter bubbling up. And I saw this little girl with a yellow dress, and she was twirling with joy and with laughter. And your laughter actually puts the enemy to flight. Your joy and your childlikeness puts the enemy to flight. Your dance and your delight in the Father puts the enemy to flight. And so joy is your superpower. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yeah, I also saw you as a little girl running through a field barefoot, a field of flowers, joy on your face. And joy is your weapon, like she says. That's your superpower. Joy is what the Lord uses in you to heal people and to set them free. Joy and laughter are what is what God has as your super weapon. I agree with that.
Do you have anything?
It's not enough. It's okay. Go ahead. You right there with the cyan shirt. Yes. What's your name? Jonathan. Sorry, I'm not used to this. So, Jonathan, I saw Jesus bring you a really nice fluffy pillow. And he said, it's okay to relax sometimes. And he said, if you need a break, take a break. It's okay. He's got everything in control.
And so this might be a combo one. I don't know. Do you know the lady next to you? Yes? Yes? Okay, that's what I figured. But you know, you can't just always assume everything. And so you were highlighted to me, and so this could be a couple word as well. But you know how we were singing about the refining fire of God, and the fire of God is not one that destroys, but it's one that does refine. And do y'all have children? So I just feel like there's something that God's refining inside of you, and I just bless you with that. So, okay, so God, I just pray that you open the womb for this couple right here, Father, that we've done it before, the testimony, and I'm just going to say I am a testimony of that. And so I just release what God has done to me, and that he imparts it on you. In Jesus' name.
And the same, me and two other women were prayed for before we had children. And within 3 months, each one of us gave birth or conceived. And so I just release right now just the favor of the Lord on the both of you and the peace of God on the both of you, that his timing is perfect in all things and his perfect will is to bless you. And he's the giver of the very desire on your heart. The word says that we delight in him, he'll give us the desires of our heart. And that's not about him being a genie in a bottle. It's about the very desires from him. And so we bless that right now. In Jesus' name, God, what you did, do it again, yes. God. Do it again, Lord. We thank you. Restore, restore, restore. We release restoration power on them right now. We thank you, Lord, for the favor of God on them.
So going back to Stephen, I saw him this morning and he has oxygen because he's recovering. And I asked the Lord what he wanted to say in this season for him. And I feel like that, you know, you don't find this dependence on the oxygen is like your dependence on God in this season. That you are a humble man, though you're big and you're a police officer, you're very strong, but you know how to be humble and humbly walk with the Lord. Even though enemy meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for your good, because he's drawing you so close and you are okay with just being dependent upon the Lord in this season of intimacy and deep, deep connection. And God is releasing his breath over your life right now. So he's going to strengthen you and accelerate you, and that you're going to be mightier than ever before, and you will be a force to be reckoned with. So it bless you as a couple, and Stephen, in Jesus' name.
I'm not getting up because I'm underneath the weight of his glory, but Stephen's my brother-in-law, so I'm going to add to what Mia is saying, and it's not because of what I know about him. It's what the Lord revealed when I went into a vision a moment ago, and then I heard Mia call your name out, and the Lord says, you are like Joshua and Caleb who stepped into the promised land, and you saw the giants, and you were not afraid. And you knew the Lord had given you that territory to take. And while it was a season of back in the desert place, the Lord says, once again, you're walking back in with a double portion of anointing. And it's both of the anointing of Joshua to lead people and Caleb to destroy the hardest ground. And the Lord says, you will see the fulfillment of what you first received years ago, but because of the season of refining, the number 40 is significant. I know what that means, but that 40 years, shoo, the Lord says that you will now step into it and possess the land, not just free the land.
Yes.
I have a word for Mark. I wore this necklace this morning. It's a clock necklace because God told me to. And I feel like God, do you know who the Muppets are? You know the Muppets, right? Did you watch them? The theme song of the Muppets. Can you sing? You know what? I don't remember all the words, but it's time. Like it starts with, it's time to step up. It's time to light the lights. It's time to draw. There you go. It's time to get things started. So this is yours. I know you're not a girl, but it could be a this is a prophetic act, because God is saying it's time. It's time, Mark. It's time. And you already know what it's time for. You already know.
Yeah, that song goes, it's time to get things started. It's time to hit the heights. It's time to do something else. It's time to light the lights, and you are the light. You, the Holy Spirit that Jesus has placed inside of you, that you, when you said yes to him, it lit you on fire, and you are burning brightly for those around you, including me as your friend. You're burning brightly, and it's time for you to step into that role of being the shining city on a hill that God is calling you to be.
I heard the Lord say that your house is a house of prayer, and that there's been contending and there have been prayers in that place, and there's been a fiery furnace, and then there's been a refreshing wind that has come, and the Lord is saying that now is your season to actually to grow and to accelerate into the next level, and that's what they're talking about. But I actually feel it really more for you. It's Rebecca, right? Rebecca, the Lord says that the zeal of the Lord has been in your heart, and there's been a passion, and there's been a pursuit of him in a place of intimacy like no other time and no other season in your life, and he's calling you into an even deeper place. That the zeal of the Lord, I just keep hearing it, it's the zeal of the Lord, it's the zeal of the Lord, it's the passion in his presence, it's stewarding that place, that you're the furnace, you're the furnace, you're the furnace, you're the furnace, that he's been throwing logs at you to blow the wind and to blow the fire and to get it go higher. You know, they say if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy in the world, you know what I mean? But it's like you are, like moms are the atmosphere. We're not just the thermometer, like we're the thermostat. We set the temperature in the place. And so it's been your zeal, your passion, your fire, and the Lord wants to bless you and to say thank you for contending and for stewarding in that place. But you're going up to a whole other level. There's a whole other level, and I actually see the prophetic gifting in you, growing in you, that your ability to hear him and to know him, that he's actually speaking to you in dreams, whether you realize it or not. And if you've been writing them down, to be able to go back and to contend and watch, to begin to pray and to contend for those dreams that keep coming up, because he's speaking to you very intentionally. He's wooing you in the secret place. And so keep stewarding that fire, and I feel that. I feel the fire in the altar, the prayers of the Lord and the zeal of the Lord, but that prophetess is coming up, it's rising up inside of you, and that prophetic gifting to declare and to decree. Prophets do not just speak, we declare and we decree. We issue orders. We issue orders against the enemy and for the angelic hosts of heaven to come and to do the Lord's bidding in places, and the Lord is rising up his authority in you. Thank you, Lord. And I just felt that for other people in the room. So I was going to wait, but I'm going to do it right now. So if you, thank you, Jesus. There's a difference between the prophetic ministry, the gifting. Everyone can hear and prophesy, and we should all work to learn to do that better and to exhort and give comfort. But then there are those who are called into this place of office where we equip the other saints for the work of ministry, where we equip other people to hear the Lord. We are not just the ones who do the speaking. We equip others to be able to do it. And there's lots of different kinds of prophets. There are prophet minstrels. A lot of our worship leaders are prophetic minstrels. We have prophetic intercessors. We have, you know, you can do lots of different things in the prophetic. You can be a teacher. You can be a trainer, equipper. You can be a reformer. You can be a prophet of fire. You can be a prophet of peace. It's the thing that the Lord gives you. Yes, prophetic arts, the creative. So there are things that the Lord is stirring up in his body right now, because he wants us to hear him and to release the kingdom in every sphere of influence that we have in the world. We've got to be not just in here, but outside the church. And a lot of times people think that prophets are only called to the church, and that's not true. We're out there more than we're in here. This is only one mountain out of all the seven, if you understand that whole teaching. So we've got to get out there. But there are prophets that have been called. You can be called, but that does not mean you're in the office yet. You can be called, feel a stirring and a hunger. You need to pursue the prophetic ministry. You need to come talk to me so that we can get you the courses and the classes and the teaching and the mentoring, whatever that looks like for you, at whatever level you are at. But some of you know that you're called for more. And you can be called, but emerging, not in, like you're on the journey, but not yet in the office. And the journey is rough, let me tell you. The journey is rough. And a whole lot of prophets have gone through many years in their life and have not done the refining season. And that's where we get a lot of the wounding in the prophetic. That's where we get a lot of the hard black and white, all or nothing. Fire prophets usually. But we need this place of journey and fellowship and family and community. And the Lord actually told me this during worship today, to call out the prophets. And I said, Lord, don't you want me to call them up? He said, yes, but you need to call them out. Because that's how a prophet speaks to a prophet. So prophets, you know who you are. Stand up. Yes, you.
Stand up.
Linda, stand up. Elena, stand up. Sherry, stand up. Rachel, stand up. This is a marker moment, you guys. Come on. If you're feeling a little tug, that means you need to stand up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you that there is a stirring and a knowing that there's one thing to have a gift, to hear your voice, and we want to grow to hear it clearly. But God, we also know that there's a moment when you've marked us. And we may know that before today, but we know it today. Today is a day of marking. Whoa, a day of marking. An invitation into a deeper place of intimacy. A deeper place of stewarding in that one-on-one. But it is also a place to come out of the caves already and find your tribe. Find your people. Get past the fear, the suspicion, your past woundings, whatever that is. Anytime anyone rebuked you, called you weird, strange, whatever it was, I sever all of that off of you right now in Jesus' name. And I call you who he calls you, and that is friend. You're a friend of God. And he doesn't reveal the things until he reveals them to the prophets. It doesn't mean everyone else isn't a friend of God, but hear me, I'm talking to the one standing right now. You are a friend of God. And it's time to come out of the cave. Because I cannot plow forward without you. The kingdom is built on the apostles and the prophets as foundations. We're the foundation stones. And things are pioneered and accelerated when the prophets can hear and work together in a company. Because we know in part and prophesy in part, we need you, prophets. Father, I thank you right now that you're releasing a greater impartation. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. God, whatever grace is on my life, I release it freely. Lord, I ask that you accelerate the gifts that you've placed inside of them in their unique way and expression, Lord. And I bless their journey, God. I thank you that right now you're revealing to them those times and seasons of refining and purifying and contending. And breakthrough, and joy, all the ups and all the downs, God. All are called, but few are chosen. And it's because the chosen have pursued your heart. So, Father, refine us. Purify us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for these. And we welcome them in this house. And we welcome you home, and we invite you into family. We thank you, Lord. You have words that God has given you. And I want you just to declare one sentence out loud what God's been given you to release in this season. Open your mouth and speak, prophets. Say it again. The nation will be saved. Fear no one. Revival is among us.
Yes.
Give eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. His love and goodness is... He is Jehovah Rapha. Use your prophetic dance, your prophetic shouts, your prophetic voices, your prophetic claps.
Yes.
We've
done all the stand.
When you've done all you can do, stand. His refining love and fire is sweeping over the church.
We are riding history now for the generations to come. Our decisions now, how we stand and answer the call, will determine the history that our generations to come will reflect back upon. So we must know and change and move now with God, or sacrifice a good history that our generations will look back upon this generation to declare. That was a great generation. That was a great generation. And honor us for what we have done, what we are bringing about in the world, in the nations.
Thank you.
Jesus wants to show the leper that he loves them. And that the healing is going to be instant.
Come out, prophets, come out of the caves. For I have been calling you for a time. For a time is this. I have been calling you. Come out. Stand up. Stand up. Take off the mask. Take off of the tape. Speak out. Speak out. I've given you the words. The words are coming when your spiritual ears are open. Your spiritual eyes are open. So come. Come and speak out. This is a new kingdom. A new kingdom era. We need you. Come. The church is rising. I am sifting. I am pulling. I am sifting. I'm feeling the stirring. The stirring. The stirring is coming. I'm pulling out. I am planting fire. The bowls are filling with oil. And they are pouring out from your prayers. So come out, prophets. Come out and speak. The church needs you. Rise up, O church. Rise up.
Thank you, Lord.
The scripture says that hope does not disappoint.
And just like a person has schemes and things against their name that God planted in them, there's been a scheme against the spirit of hope, which is disappointment. And the spirit says he's crushing that spirit, that scheme of disappointment in people's life, so they can embrace the hope and see their breakthrough.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are constantly talking, constantly speaking, for you are the Word. And Lord, I thank you that each and every one of us has a greatness within us. Each and every one of us has a calling. Each and every one of us has a purpose. But Lord, I thank you for today, for calling out those that you want to press in, to lean in, and to go to the next level. So, Father, I just thank you. I thank you for this moment in time today. Lord, we say yes to you. And we are all in. We are all in, God. Refine us, purify us, bind us together, not only in unity, but in intimacy as family, as brothers and sisters, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Does anybody have a burning word?
I just a little add on to this. It's real short.
Do you want to give it to them after service then? Do you have one?
Yeah. I can't remember your name, but I've been looking at you through the whole time. What's your name? Yes. What? Leora. Okay. God is telling me that you are entering into a dance with him. And your whole next season of journey is going to be a dance. He's going to dance, and he's going to move, and you're going to move. And he wants you to know that he is, you think you're deep, and you think that you are one with him, but he's going to show you a whole new level this next season. He's taking you to another glory level. And I just wanted to let you know that it's a dance that you're never going to forget, and you're never going to give up.
All right. Church is fun, isn't it? Amen. Y'all stand with me as we pray. Father, thank you so much for today, God. Lord, show us what you're doing that we may go out today, right at this moment, wherever we're going next, Lord, what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're speaking, that we may partner with you to advance the kingdom everywhere we go, all the time, 24/7, in joy and in the peace of God. Amen. And amen.
I love you guys so much. I just want to affirm, Cindy, I'll just say this. We talk about what covenant looks like, and when her and Chris first came to Legacy in 2014, what the Lord told them was, I'm not just sending them to a city, because they knew they were called to move to the city between San Marcos and New Braunfels and between it, but it was specifically sent to a people and called to us. Individually, Kelly and I. And so it wasn't just her being called and her and Chris being called to a church, to religion. It was being called into family and partnership and what the Lord's doing. And Kelly and I are so grateful for that. And we recognize this thing what the fivefold looks like. I don't talk about it all the time, but I'm an apostolic leader. I'm called to be a fivefold apostle. Cindy is a fivefold prophet, right? My wife is a fivefold pastor. You want to know who the pastor of the church is? That's her, right? The care and compassion you feel when you're in this place is because of the grace that's on her life that's released into the body. And you don't always see her, but you don't have to see her to feel it, right? And so what's been interesting, I felt like the Lord said to share this even right now, is that because we do church differently and religion will try to shape the way that leadership teams look like and work and things like this, and that, well, the pastor's wife is supposed to do this, this, and this, and this. And I'm like, man, I didn't get into this thing for me to have a job and her to be my wife and be subject to my job. We came into this thing being called as a son and a daughter in the kingdom with an anointing to walk in who we were called to be. Right? And so what that looks like then is he's brought alongside, and I'm just thinking about in the years that we've been together as couples in this work here, is that it's been sometimes awkward because people will see Cindy up doing the things and then correlate, well, is that supposed to be the pastor's wife? And it's like, no, you have a religious understanding the way the kingdom works. We were meant to be a different prototype. The reason I'm telling you this is this. Ladies, you have a place here. Not just to be a wife of your husband, but to be a daughter and a mother called into who he made you to be. Very unique. Like, we don't go with typical roles. We go with the kingdom. Men, we need you. We need you to be you. We need you to be strong. We need you to be vibrant. The ones who are called to be vocal and out front, we need you to get out front. The ones who are supposed to be the strong pillar behind the scenes, we need you to be strong pillars behind the scenes. But we need you to step into something. I just felt as she was calling the prophets to step up. I'm just going to say this. It's time now. Fathers and mothers of the house, I know who you are. You know I know who you are. And in that same way, I'm calling you up and out. We will not see the revival of the nations separate from kingdom family. I don't care the time. We're on God's time. That's going to require you to lay aside a previous season. I'm even thinking about something Leif shared last night. Isaiah was at chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah had his encounter. I had never thought about it until Leif said it. Isaiah had been reliant upon Uzziah to be everything religiously, politically, and things like that in that nation. He had given himself to this thing. And when Uzziah died, he was at this point of going, oh my God, the world's screwed up. I'm seeing the sin in the world, all these things. And in all of a moment, he has an encounter with the Lord where he becomes clean and then he begins to see himself in a different light, that it was time for him to step out of a previous season into a fresh season, not just to be a prophet, but to be a father to the nation of Israel. Do you hear what I'm saying? So you guys that were just called up as fivefold prophets, like, you need to understand this. You're not just being called into towards an office or a journey towards an office. You're being called specifically to be fathers and mothers. Because we will not step into the fullness of the kingdoms absent from kingdom family. My heart is, I don't know how to describe it. My heart got rended open. It got ripped open yesterday. I gave myself to the kingdom a number of years ago. If you want to understand what the foundation of this church is built, it's the foundation of the kingdom of God, which he rules and he reigns. And he is a father. It is burning inside of me right now. And I'm just saying right now, it's time to grow up. And I'm saying this, hear me. If y'all know, anybody who knows the three chairs that Leif Hutton talks about, if you haven't, we'll get you to know that later. But don't be a chair two person when I say this. Don't be an orphan when you hear me say this, that it's time to grow up. I'm not saying because you're misbehaving or you're not good enough. I'm saying it's time to grow up into maturity in the fullness of the likeness of the Son of God. Into the fullness of the Son of God. Into the fullness of the Son of God. It's time to grow up into maturity of the fullness of the Son of God. The fivefold ministry will equip the saints for the work of ministry, but it will also call the body to step into the fullness of the Son of God. Maturity, love, and being okay with being so overwhelmed with him, you stop having the fear of man. Are you moved by his heart? Are you moved by his heart so much that you would give up your life for him? He's not going to let you go yet, because he's not letting me let you go yet. He will use the foolish things to confound the wise. And the lion may be roaring, but he's roaring as a lamb. Come on, right where you're at right now, I just want you to close your eyes. I'm going to say this. I don't want to release you from church service. I want to release you into kingdom life. I want to release you into the Father's heart so that everywhere you go from this point on is only moved by the impulses of his heart. And he may look at me and say, that's strange. No, strange is believing in a God who saves, but living as if he doesn't. That's strange. Strange is called being called a son of God, but living like an orphan. So if this is strange to you, get weird with me. We give ourselves to you, King. You are our Father. You are in charge. You measured the earth and set it in motion. But before you did that, you knew us. And you predestined us to be in the image of your resurrected Son, Jesus. So I just release right now the breath of life over you. Be transformed so that you can be reformed into his image. Fathers and mothers, arise and shine. The way you arise and shine is become a son or daughter in whom he's well pleased. Take your seat in the Father's lap and be moved by the impulses of his heart for you so that as he loves you, you learn to love you as he loves you. And then you will love the world as you love yourself. The problem is that the church has been loving the world as they love themselves, and they don't really love themselves the way that the Lord loves them. But the time has turned. The page has flipped. And the kingdom era of family on mission is here. And the nations will be saved, but it's first going to begin with your heart, your home, and this city. And from this place, the Father's heart will beat, and the nations will be saved. So we just release your goodness right now. We release your goodness right now. Receive it. Say, I receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love you guys.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.